Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining me. This morning, I introduced the Death Tax Repeal Permanency Act to bring the destructive federal death tax to an end once and for all. My legislation is co-sponsored by 20 of my Senate colleagues, including Leader McConnell and most of the Republican leadership. The bill is identical to legislation that was introduced in the House of Representatives and that currently has more than 200 bipartisan co-sponsors. The death tax, in my view, really is an unnecessary and burdensome double tax, as inheritances being left to loved ones have already been taxed when the income was originally earned. The tax has a detrimental impact on South Dakota's large number of family farms and small businesses that that people leave as a legacy to their children. We shouldn't have to have the government taxing them throughout their entire lives and then also hitting them again with the double taxation when they die. And so we've got probably 70% of family businesses in this country. I think the statistics show that don't survive being transferred to the next generation. So my legislation would repeal the federal estate tax and the generation-skipping transfer tax, as well as make permanent the maximum 35% gift tax rate and $5 million lifetime gift tax exemption. So those are kind of the particulars of the legislation. Just with regard to how it would impact the economy, according to a study done by Doug Holtz Eakin, who is a former director of the Congressional Budget Office, repealing the death tax would create 1.5 million additional small business jobs. Death should not be a taxable event. This punitive tax severely penalizes farmers and entrepreneurs for a lifetime of hard work, and I believe it's finally time to put a nail in the coffin of the death tax. So that's why we introduced the legislation, and we're hoping that as we get into the tax debate that inevitably is going to happen later this year, that this will be an important part of that conversation, and hopefully we will get a result. I'm sure, as most of you know, the Supreme Court is in its final day of hearing oral arguments on Obamacare, the controversial health care law that was championed and signed into law by the president 2 years ago. Later today, I'm going to have a chance to talk to South Dakota's Attorney General Marty Jackley, who is sitting in on some of the proceedings today. And although the hearings are going to end today, it's going to be a few months before the court issues a decision on the different arguments that have been presented over the last 3 days. But I think it's fair to say that the case that's been made by the government with regard to the individual mandate, I don't think went over well with the court. And it seems to me at least that there's a much stronger, more compelling argument, constitutional argument, against the individual mandate. And we'll see, however, how the justices come down on that. And today, of course, they're hearing another element of the bill, which was the Medicaid mandate and requirement that has been imposed upon states and the additional costs that are going to be passed on, which is one of the reasons so many states, or 26 states actually, that are a party to the litigation before the Supreme Court, of course, one of which is South Dakota. But if you look at the impact on South Dakota alone, you will find that it'll be millions and millions and millions of dollars of additional costs that will be borne by our state as a result of the mandates imposed by the Obamacare legislation with regard to Medicaid. And that obviously means that there are fewer dollars to go around for important state priorities like education and law enforcement. That's just a reality when the federal government passes on these additional costs and mandates to states. So we will, of course, be following this closely, and there will be a lot of anticipation about the ultimate decision that the court comes to, which we expect will be out sometime in June. I guess that's basically what's going on here. The healthcare issue is the big one in Washington this week, but I'd be happy to respond to questions on either of those subjects or other issues that you'd like to talk about.